Cambridge City 2, Market Drayton 1. That was an entertaining game, Robbie, but you must have thought we should have wrapped that up some time before. I would have made their keeper man of the match in that game.
Yeah, look, 1-0, you're never safe. And, you know, today was exactly that. You know, we've had some great chances, some good contact in there. And to be fair, he's, you know, two world-class saves from Tony. You know, headers point blank. And, you know, if they go in, it is comfortable. But, look, the goal's disappointing. We didn't deal with the first bit with, you know, and then we didn't deal with the second bit. And then, obviously, Jamie's, you know, spilt it under pressure and it's 1-1. And then it's, you know, stay relaxed and keep positive and do the things that was creating us chances in the first place. And we did that, and I thought we controlled it. They haven't really tested Lou with too many shots when he's come on for Jamie. So, all in all, it's another win. Pitch is heavy. And, look, it was a very good win against a team that, you know, people will see they've been struggling, they've been getting beat. You know, they're in the Northern League. It's a tough league. You know, you ask Peterborough, they were relegation favourites the year they were in it. Second year, they get moved to the South Central and they win it. So it is a tough league, and they were tough opposition. You know, they look like they're a new team, new management. And so, yeah, it was always going to be a difficult one. But I thought we came through it and we're in the hat for the next round, which is more importantly.
Indeed. And I noticed we played Sam Bantic up front today and he got his two goals. He looks very, very promising up front, I thought. But is he more of a striker than a winger, or is he comfortable in both positions?
He can play anywhere across the front positions. Now, we predominantly brought him in to be a centre forward. Now, because he hadn't played a lot of games, and because of what we want, you know, we know Sam will work and work and work, and he's 100%. So, you know, when you're struggling in games and you've got a team of workers, you know, Sam playing wide was a thing where we looked at him and thought, how can we get him up to speed really quick? And the last two games, I thought him and Tony have been outstanding. They've worked tirelessly across the front. They've put their back four and back three last week under immense pressure. And today you saw the same. You know, he's always looking to get in behind. He's always looking to run in the channels. He's a team player like Tony is. And when you've got two players like that, you've got a chance. And we had no doubt that he'd score goals. And today he's proved to be the match winner.
Absolutely. And Matt's mentioned from Matt Sparrow as well, who again on a pitch which maybe doesn't suit his style of play, I thought was excellent, would put loads of crosses in for Burnett especially.
Yeah, look, the pitch is heavy, but players like Matty that have got a low centre of gravity are good on it, because defenders don't like people with pace running at them. So, and you saw that today. Every time he got it, he was positive. And so, yeah, Matty is arguably one of the best wingers at this level of football. Now, he's now adding the other bit to his game that we wanted him to, and he's working hard, he's getting into a shape, and he's still got the fitness to go the other way. So, really, really positive from him. Like there was from a lot of our boys, you know, Andy Palmer, Isaac, I thought, controlled midfield. And Joel, again, worked tirelessly on the left-hand side. You know, he maybe could have had a goal late on and before he came off, but yeah, it's the next round of the hat that's the most important thing. Performance is always great, but, you know, we're in the hat and hopefully we get another game here and a few more people come out and a bit more prize money for us.
So a couple of players I hadn't seen play before. So we've got the centre-half from Bedford, who's on loan, I think. Derek, is it?
Derek Uber.
So what... is he kind of at the end of his loan period? And we've also got the right-back from QPR. Is he signed permanently?
Yeah, so Derek's been here now coming up to a month. So that's fantastic. He's had a great month. I think we've won three or four out of the five or six games that he's played in. So that's really positive. We're in negotiations with Bedford to carry on that loan agreement. As far as Daniel, the right back, he's come out of QPR, he's been playing in Sweden. And yeah, he's somebody that played pre-season, had some really good performances in pre-season, but we had to wait for international clearance. So that's the delay in him playing. But yeah, he's somebody that hasn't played a lot of football in the last 2 months. So hopefully, you know, he will, the more he plays, the better he'll get. He's fit, he's strong, and he can play. So yeah, we're looking forward. You know, the more he plays, the better he'll get.
And Jamie Head came off with an injury following the goal. How bad does that look?
Initial signs that he was in a pretty bad way. You know, so we'll just need to let that settle down. It's a shame because he came in last Saturday and was outstanding. You know, Lewis has done absolutely nothing wrong, and we're in an absolutely amazing position to have two different class. You know, for this level, they are both top draw, and to have two top draw keepers to call upon is amazing. And you know, Jamie, we'll let it settle down for a few days, and then we'll see where we go with that one. But thankfully, we have an able deputy who's played a lot of football already and hasn't let us down, and has probably been arguably been one of our better players. So yeah, it was one of those where we brought Jamie in because it was you know, Lou's conceding 3-4 goals for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we thought it'd be a good opportunity just to bring him out of the firing line and let Jamie have a go. And like I say, Jamie was outstanding at Grace. You know, he's got a calmness about him, and you know, he showed that at Grace, and you know, today he showed that as well until he sadly got the injury. But look, we'll see how it is, and hopefully it's not too bad.
Indeed. Well, normal service should be resumed with his podcast, hopefully, so I'll be seeing you next weekend. Good luck for that.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Phil.
Cheers.